Testing, testing. Ladies and gentlemen, what's going down? It's your boy, Mr. Hurt, live and in full effect, holding it down for DAUS Radio. Kind of doing something different. This isn't exactly DAUS Radio, but this is an interview for the Divine Artistic United Society. We're sitting with a dope artist. Definitely well-recommended. A couple friends of mine have been talking about her and telling me about her stuff. So we're finally here at the coffee shop. Shout out to, where are we?
The Bean Cafe.
We're at the Bean Cafe. Shout out to the Bean Cafe. You know, a couple folks were downtown hating on us. They didn't want to let us do our thing. But you know, the universe unfolds as it should. So we're in here and it's going down. So we're going to get into things. All right? All right, guys. So we're in here and I'm sitting with Ani Lee Mars. All right? She's a producer and an engineer. And she's going to tell you more about herself. Some of the things that, you know, she do, things she like. We're going to kick it. Y'all know how we do. We're going to pick her brain a little bit, see what's going on. So, you know, without further ado, you know, introduce yourself to the world. What's going down?
Hi, my name is Ayani Coley. My artist name is Ani Lee Mars. I'm a rapper, singer, songwriter, producer, engineer, artist, graphic artist, just artist.
I see. I didn't know you did the graphic art.
Yeah, I do. I do most of the covers for all my projects, minus like one project.
Sweet. And so how long have you been doing music?
Well, I started when I was 16. Took a break when I was 17 and got really into it at 18.
Okay. And what inspired you or motivated you to
start? Well, there's two main things. The one main thing was a homie of mine, he was showing me that he made beats on FL Studio. Mm-hmm. And I knew a friend at my school who DJed, so I was like kind of interested because I seen that they were like had people that were like checking on them for their music and stuff, and I was like, I want to do that. Mm-hmm. So my friend Shaquan, he ended up bringing me FL Studio. Mm-hmm. And he showed me how to like make basic beats just to start, just like basically use it. And then from then on, I just was like, I want to do this. And then I was inspired by Kanye's 808 and Heartbreak album. That's and crazy. Drake, that's when Drake started coming up at the time too. So I was like obsessed, and that's all I was listening to.
So you said Kanye was a bit of a motivator. Mm-hmm. What kind of artists historically or whatever, like past or present that are kind of encourage you to do what you do or inspire? I don't like the word inspire. I'm dangerous. I'm iffy when it comes to using the word inspire. Mm-hmm. But is there any artist that encourage you, or is there any artist who's done things that influenced you given you a direction to go in or any of that kind of stuff? Is there anybody you draw from?
Kid Cudi.
Kid Cudi?
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta hook me up because I'm showing my age.
You don't know who Kid Cudi is?
I don't.
Oh my goodness. Well, he's like, I don't, it's just weird that you don't know who Kid Cudi is. Oh. But he's a really dope artist. He has a really cool producer. What's his name?
Dot the Genius.
Yeah. And like, I was listening to his music at the time, and it was like, it sounded different. It was like all space. Mm-hmm. Influence, it was like different sounding songs and stuff, so I was like, I want to try that. And mm-hmm. I didn't have like a direct like genre I wanted to do. Yeah. And Cudi, he doesn't really have a direct genre, he raps, but like the beats that he gets on are like usually mm-hmm. different, like really trippy and have like just different, like it's just different. Mm-hmm. And his whole like sound was about being different, so I kind of like took mm-hmm. that path kind of in a way.
Okay. Kid Cudi. Now I gotta go. Mr. Cudi, I'm coming to check out some of your records. I apologize. I ain't been listening. My bad. You know, but I guess I show my age a lot. So who have you worked with in the city on some stuff musically?
Well, one of the first people I worked with is my homie Joseph, or Jay Ellis. Mm-hmm. He's a really dope producer, really dope rapper. I actually met him online when I was living in Washington State. Mm-hmm. And we like hooked up through the music stuff, and he kind of like pushed me to be better at what I do, because he caught me as just a producer, and then like he kind of inspired me a little bit to start rapping. Mm-hmm. And like recording over my beats and like improving my beats and like learning how to mix them right and make them sound good. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I definitely like shout out to him, I guess.
Shout out. I can dig it. And you told us, you were talking a little bit about the kind of tools that you use mm-hmm. to do your stuff. Can you talk to us about that? Tell the world what's your favorite, you know, programs and why or whatever.
Well, my favorite program, definitely FL Studio. Like mm-hmm. a lot of people like kind of laugh at that, but like I've learned how to like mm-hmm. develop my sound in FL Studio. Like that's all I use for a long time, and. Like, I can record in FL, I do my beats in FL, but another program I use is Pro Tools. I learned how to use that when I was taking classes at Little Drummer Boy on South Street. And like, I know how to use Logic as well. I learned that at a different internship. And like, basically those are the three programs I use. Oh, and then I use Reaper, the program I was telling you about earlier.
Sweet. All right, so we can talk for a second. I'm trying to make sure I cover a nice little amount of topics here, so people can feel like they actually got to know you a bit.
Mm-hmm.
We're flowing with it, folks. Freestyling, y'all know how we do. Yeah, I don't know. Well, what are your plans for the future with what you're doing?
Well, right now I'm trying to develop my label / like collective, Shine on Arrival, SOA. And also just trying to, like, I'm eventually trying to get myself on tour, like, and like just get my music out here. Like, try to get people to really hear what I'm trying to tell people, basically, through my music and art.
Okay. And you said one more time, what's the name of your label?
Shine on Arrival.
Tell them one more time.
Shine on Arrival.
That's cool. And how did you come up with that there?
Well, like, it's kind of a long story, but long story short, my mom and dad had came up with a holiday for us, kind of around the Christmas area time, to like celebrate like our ancestors and like made it a more spiritual holiday. Like kind of like Kwanzaa mixed with like some other stuff a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it stood for Spirit of Africa. Mm-hmm. And so we called SOA, and like SOA was like our every year around Christmas time holiday. And then later on, like me and my two sisters, we came up with the idea of naming like the collective. Mm-hmm. SOA. And then we were trying to think of like what would it stand for, and then me and my sister were in the room, and then we were like, shine on, and we couldn't think of like the last one. They were like, arrival, and I'm like, and it's kind of like a play on, like, you know how when you're DOA, you're dead on arrival. Mm-hmm. Well, like, we're the opposite. We come to shine, like, we're here, we're alive, trying to like keep the light. Mm-hmm. Shining, basically.
That's cool. So with the label, with your craft, and this journey that you're on, what are you hoping to do with this? Like, let's say, for instance, it leads you to all of the financial stability you could have.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do there?
At that point, I'm on, like, well, I'm on that mission now, but I'm trying to, like, develop, like, everyone around me, like, my people. Like, mm-hmm. Everyone around that's, like, we're kind of, like, if I look around, we're kind of in a place where we don't know where we are. We're kind of lost. We don't have any stability, really, as a whole. Mm-hmm. As people. And I think that once you're in a position where you can help people, you should take that opportunity to do so. And mm-hmm. then help people help themselves, not just give money, just right. drop money on whatever, like invest in businesses and mm-hmm. try to like grow. Like, mm-hmm. I just want to grow everybody else around me. Like, I don't want to just be like that just famous artist that didn't do anything for anyone else, just was like turn up on, like, I don't know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just
So you are the CEO of your business.
Yes.
So it's a female CEO, not like it's new, but let's just say it so it's understood. It's a female CEO here, and they do exist. So ladies, if you're out here, I encourage you guys to really, you know, turn to entrepreneurship. You know, it's not that difficult. Matter of fact, let me ask you, how do you feel like entrepreneurship has been?
It's definitely a journey, and that takes focus, yeah. patience. Mm-hmm. And more patience.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that if you have the drive and you have the understanding of what you need to do,
right.
and you have a insight of what you want to do,
mm-hmm.
and then like you're focused on that, you can do it. Like, it's mm-hmm. it's really not that hard, as long as you have an understanding of what needs to be done and you have people around you that are solid people that can help you build that. Mm-hmm. Then without a doubt, you can do it.
Alright, and I'll ask you one more question.
Mm-hmm.
Before I allow you to go ahead and like give a shit your contact info and all that jazz.
Okay.
How do you feel about the music scene here in Philadelphia? How's your experience with artists, working with artists here in the city been? And do you have any tips and advice for the arts community here and how we can improve things?
I've definitely worked with a lot of amazing artists. I just feel like we all need to like come together and promote more, because mm-hmm. like a lot of times everybody's just like stuck on what they want to do for their own sound, which makes sense, of course, but I feel like everybody has like room to shine if we got all together to work together. So I'm just saying, work together.
Absolutely. I agree with you. And I think us artists, and I'm putting myself in there just so nobody feels offended, but we're too dependent on people outside the arts community to do what the artists of the arts community is supposed to do. So we're expecting business owners and restaurant owners and all this kind of stuff to care about us instead of us all caring about each other. Mm-hmm. So I think it goes right in with what you're saying, you know, just work together, support, you know, and I think from there everything blows outward, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, because we'll be what people want to invest in as a whole. I can run my mouth for days. Y'all know we pushing on 20 minutes right now, something like that. Mars is tired. I'm putting her out there.
Yeah, I'm chilling.
But I'm just teasing. But look, tell us where we can contact you.
Okay.
And all that good stuff.
You can hit me up on Twitter at @ANILIMARS Ani Lee Mars, and that name is for pretty much every website. So Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Bandcamp, all the same spelling, same name, everything.
Ani Lee Mars. Gotcha.
That's me.
And shout out to Lee for putting me on. I appreciate you, Lee.
Shout out Sui. Yo.
And ladies and gentlemen, visit the website. Check out Ani Lee Mars. She's dope. Get with her. Artist, get with her. She got beats. She got production. Don't sleep. Mm-hmm. But come correct, because y'all know how we do. Only come correct, man. Only come correct. And until next time, man, this is DAUS. Visit us at our website, www.daus.me. And leave us some comments. Come on.